one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Hello and welcome. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm your host, Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. This is podcast number 49, Coronavirus Panic Part 2. Today is March the 13th, 2020. And ladies and gentlemen, David will not be joining me today due to unforeseen circumstances. He couldn't join me, but I really wanted to get this information out. But first, a big thank you to the patrons, to the readers, to the people who support and take their time to listen with an open mind. I greatly appreciate it. And to everyone that's been sending me information regarding this topic, I really appreciate it. And so much has come to light over the last few days in my personal research into this topic, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, thanks for joining me. We'll get right to it. I got a few articles I'd like to read some of. And again, on the site, I will post the links underneath the Podbean audio player on the DougMichaelTruth.com site. Again, thanks for joining me. This first headline from naturalnews.com, posted Tuesday, March 10th. The headline reads, "Lockdown. Cuomo shuts down New Rochelle in New York, sets up 1 mile containment zone to be patrolled by the National Guard." It reads in part, "Just as predicted, medical martial law has finally arrived in the United States with the first government-imposed mass quarantine area for the Wuhan coronavirus, reportedly being set up in New Rochelle, New York, located to the north of Manhattan. New York Governor Andrew Infanticide Cuomo declared New Rochelle to be the most significant cluster of the novel coronavirus in the country after a surge of new cases was recently identified there. Consequently, he's decided to deploy National Guard troops to a health department command post there, where they will then establish a 1 mile, 2 week containment area around the city. This containment area will have a satellite testing facility for identifying new cases of the disease, and National Guard troops will also be tasked with keeping all surfaces in the area clean, as well as delivering food to local residents who will presumably be forced to stay inside their homes. The states of New York and nearby New Jersey have both declared states of emergency in response to the Wuhan coronavirus, with Westchester County alone confirming 108 known cases of the disease, or 57% of all known tri-state cases. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our lovely governor up here has established, it's basically medical martial law, as the author of this article was suggesting. Now, David's stepdaughter lives in New Rochelle, but where she is, her immediate area has not been affected yet by the lockdown. And I think we're going to see this expand everywhere. What I've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, now, I went to the supermarket last Saturday, and it was still, there was still, you know, the shelves were stocked. And it didn't seem to be too many people hoarding. But yesterday, I went to a supermarket nearby, and people were hoarding bottled water and toilet paper. The place was very crowded, and I noticed mostly that's what people are stocking up on, is toilet paper and bottled water. Didn't see too many canned goods in people's carts. It's amazing. Hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and bottled water seems to be the hot items that everyone seems to be hoarding. But this, okay, that's one thing, the martial law basically in New York that Cuomo has set up. But this just gets stranger and stranger. What I'm starting to think, ladies and gentlemen, because if you look back over the years, there was SARS, and then there was swine flu, and then there was avian bird flu, and there was Ebola, and all these things. But this one seems to be a little bit different. Now, I'm speculating here, and again, I never want to present information as fear-mongering, okay? But we should pay attention. Again, I'm speculating, but what I think is possible at this point is that this isn't so much a fake pandemic as a released bioweapon. You could see moves being made, and people are freaking out and panicking. And again, my best piece of advice would be to try not to react with panic and fear. Just keep a level head and, you know, pay attention. But this, I came across this yesterday. This is from whitehouse.gov, and it was posted on September 19th, 2019. The headline reads, "Executive Order on modernizing influenza vaccines in the United States to promote national security and public health. This reads in part, ladies and gentlemen, by the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 301 of Title III United States Code, it is hereby ordered as follows. Section 1. Findings. Influenza viruses are constantly changing as they circulate globally in humans and animals. Relatively minor changes in these viruses cause annual seasonal influenza outbreaks, which result in millions of illnesses, hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, and tens of thousands of deaths each year in the United States. Periodically, new influenza A viruses emerge from animals, including birds and pigs, that can spread efficiently and have sustained transmission among humans. This situation is called an influenza pandemic. Unlike seasonal influenza, a pandemic has the potential to spread rapidly around the globe, infect higher numbers of people, and cause high rates of illness and death in populations that lack prior immunity. While it is not possible to predict when or how frequently a pandemic may occur, there have been four pandemics in the last 100 years. The most devastating pandemic occurred in 1918 and 1919, and it is estimated to have killed more than 50 million people worldwide, including 675,000 Americans. Now, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is from whitehouse.gov, and part B of this statement, again, issued September 19th, 2019. Vaccination is the most effective defense against influenza. Despite recommendations by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that nearly every American should receive the influenza vaccine annually, however, seasonal influenza vaccination levels in the United States have currently reached only about 45% of CDC goals. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the funny thing is, people that advocate for vaccines and are so quick to dismiss those who are challenging don't even know what's in them, you know. Do some research and see what it is that you're injecting into your body or into the bodies of your children. Yeah, they'd love to have every person vaccinated, and I believe that it's very possible that this coronavirus scare may very well lead to mandatory vaccines. We know the CDC and the WHO, the World Health Organization, are in bed with the pharmaceutical industries, and we're talking about the generation of multi-billions of dollars annually. So, again, good idea to pay attention to some of these things. Part C of the document reads, all influenza vaccines presently in use have been developed for circulating or anticipated influenza viruses. These vaccines must be reformulated for each influenza season, as well as in the event of a pandemic. Additional research is needed to develop influenza vaccines that provide more effective and longer-lasting protection against many or all influenza viruses. And this document goes on, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll put a link to it underneath the audio player again on the Doug Michael Truth site so you can read it for yourself. Pretty interesting. And, you know, here's the thing. If you're getting an annual flu shot, by the time you get injected, you can't be sure of the strain that you're being injected with. Is that the same strain that's currently going around? And that's something to consider, too. Again, like I mentioned in last week's talk, these vaccines they're given today, I don't think you want to take any of them. And even, you know, ladies and gentlemen, just the normal additives in any given vaccine, a lot of people just don't know what's in them. You know, trust your doctor. They know everything, don't they? You know, for instance, the RNA and DNA of animals. Thimerosal, which is a derivative of mercury, which acts as a stabilizer. So mercury is one of the most toxic substances known to man, but it's safe to inject it into infants, you know. I never understood that. I found this article yesterday, too. This is by John Rappaport. His website is blog.nomorefakenews.com. I've long been familiar with John Rappaport's work. He had a website for years called No More Fake News, and he has this blog under the same title. And he's a very good journalist. Now, his take on this, here's the headline for this article, which was posted March 11th. Again, I will put links to all these sources for you so you guys can check it out for yourself. The headline reads, Coronavirus, Why It's Not Like the Other Fake Epidemics. In today's episode of Virus Fakery and Population Mind Control, I examine the one important difference between this phony epidemic and its predecessors, West Nile, SARS, MERS, swine flu, Ebola, Zika. Size matters. That's the difference. by which I mean the size of the lie. In previous incarnations of raging outbreaks, the people controlling the operation, CDC, WHO, etc., were content to let their propaganda fade out after a short time, and as quickly as the false threat was invented, it began to dissolve. This time, however, the controllers feel sufficiently emboldened to pour fuel on the fire of the lie and build it into an illusion of conflagration. That's the long and short of this story. In all other respects, the 2020 epidemic is identical to the previous dubs, farcical announcement of an outbreak, miraculously quick and dubious discovery of a virus, deployment of diagnostic tests that don't work, deceptive inflation of case numbers, ludicrous claim of global spread, where actual illness is occurring, a cover-up of the true reasons, which have nothing to do with a virus. And the article goes on, ladies and gentlemen, I recommend reading this one. And, you know, ever since the start of this, I immediately said, oh, here we go again, because I remembered SARS, and then I remembered, all those viruses and outbreaks that Rappaport mentioned in that article, Zika and swine flu and all the rest of them. And I'd become convinced, here we go again. Here's another fake pandemic to scare the living shit out of everyone. But a friend of mine, actually Frank, my web developer, made a very interesting point last night when we were talking together. And he said, in all those other cases, things didn't close down as much as they are now. Like airlines, for instance, both the MLB, Major League Baseball here in America, ladies and gentlemen, and the NHL, which is the National Hockey League, have just shut down. Major League Baseball is suspending its starting season, opening season. And the Hockey League, the NHL, has just completely shut down. And I believe the NBA also. And now these are multi-billion dollar industries. The theme park Disneyland in Anaheim, California also is shut down. And even where I live, I just got a memo yesterday that come Monday, no visitors will be allowed unless it's specifically for medical purposes. So it's kind of a soft quarantine. For now, I could still come and go, but that could change at any given moment. From this point forward, David and I are going to have to do this through Skype, but I have been messing with software today and configuring to try to learn how to do that so we could talk through Skype and record it in real time and continue doing the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate your patience, too, in the process. But by the next show, I should have it figured out. And we're going to still continue to do this as long as we can. I became aware of this also yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And then one of our listeners in England, Paul, thank you so much, sent me another article that showed the magnitude of this. Now, this is messed up, ladies and gentlemen. This is from a website called centerforhealthsecurity.org. The document in part reads, ladies and gentlemen, about the Event 201 exercise. Event 201 was a 3.5-hour pandemic tabletop exercise that simulated a series of dramatic scenario-based facilitated discussions confronting difficult, true-to-life dilemmas associated with response to a hypothetical but scientifically plausible pandemic. 15 global business, government, and public health leaders were players in the simulation exercise that highlighted unresolved real-world policy and economic issues that could be solved with sufficient political will, financial investment, and attention now and in the future. The exercise consisted of pre-recorded news broadcasts, live staff briefings, and moderated discussions on specific topics. These issues were carefully designed in a compelling narrative that educated the participants and the audience. The John Hopkins Center for Health Security, World Economic Forum, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation jointly proposed these recommendations. And there's a link on the site, ladies and gentlemen, that you can click. So, 3 months ago, an exercise was conducted involving a few experts concerning an outbreak of a possible, pandemic. And then lo and behold, 3 months later, what happens? Oh, an outbreak. I mean, they're so predictable, ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else. The document goes on. In recent years, the world has seen a growing number of epidemic events amounting to approximately 200 events annually. These events are increasing and they are disruptive to health, economies, and society. Managing these events already strains global capacity, even absent a pandemic threat. Experts agree that it is only a matter of time before one of these epidemics becomes global. A pandemic with potentially catastrophic consequences, a severe pandemic which becomes Event 201, would require reliable cooperation among several industries, national governments, and key international institutions. I mean, this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. They have this drill to, you know, study what would happen in the event of a global pandemic. And here we are. And I'm just going to read another little piece of this. You can see the rest for yourself. Again, I'll put the link under the audio player. Under the recommendations heading, the next severe pandemic will not only cause great illness and loss of life, but could also trigger major cascading economic and societal consequences that could contribute greatly to global impact and suffering. The Event 201 pandemic exercise conducted on October 18, 2019, vividly demonstrated a number of these important gaps in pandemic preparedness, as well as some of the elements of the solutions between the public and private sectors that will be needed to fill them. I mean, how interesting is it that 3 months before this alleged pandemic breaks out and starts popping up all over the world, they just so happen to be running a simulation, you know, not to see what would happen maybe if a pandemic broke out, but if a bioweapon was released onto the population. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm starting to think that that just might be what's happened. I came across this article yesterday as well. This is from Medium.com. The headline, Implantable Digital ID Vaccination System in Development. Yikes. It reads in part, ladies and gentlemen, would you agree to have a microchip implanted into your body? That's the question that Microsoft and a group of pharmaceutical companies are asking. Well, of course. Microsoft is spearheading an initiative called ID 2020, a program aimed at giving every human on the planet a digital ID, like a fingerprint, in order to keep everyone connected. What is ID 2020? The ID 2020 Alliance is an initiative helmed by Bill Gates and aimed at getting digital IDs right. According to the official ID 2020 site, current methods of official identification are archaic and not accessible by everyone. As the Alliance claims, the current methods of digital identification are easy to spoof, and proper online ID certification hasn't become a reality just yet. A little further on in the article, ladies and gentlemen, what's the connection to vaccinations? The idea behind some of ID 2020's more controversial technologies is a digital ID that can be implanted into someone in chip form. Ostensibly, this is to help homeless people or people in developing countries by giving them access to blockchain-powered identification. Sure, it's to help. In theory, the practice would have people receiving free vaccinations through the Bill Gates Foundation if they have an ID chip implant. Wow, get your ID slave tag and get a free vaccine. Doesn't that sound awesome, ladies and gentlemen? In turn, these implants would carry encrypted, blockchain-backed data that allow for easy access to services you can't normally get without an ID. I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, there's been an agenda in place for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, to microchip people. In fact, there was a company called Applied Digital Solutions that in 2004 actually won the patent on this implantable technology. So this has been going on for a long time. Now, in the wake of a global pandemic scare, this could absolutely be rolled out. Like, okay, we need to microchip you, and it's for your safety. It's to help you. And we'll give you a free shot, too. I mean, this is unbelievable. What I see here, ladies and gentlemen, is this consortium making moves. The dark ones are making moves. I think whether this is an overblown fake pandemic or a released bioweapon, either way, they're going to use this to their advantage to, looks like, try to microchip people, to try to bring us into, you know, one step closer to this totalitarian superstate. Hello, we're the government and the pharmaceutical industry, and we're here to help. Here's one of the results of all of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is from foxbusiness.com. This was just published yesterday on the 12th, and the headline reads, Dow has worst day since 87. S&P, NASDAQ hit bear market. And I'm just going to read a part of this, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. equity markets cratered Thursday despite another flood of liquidity from the Federal Reserve after President Trump suspended travel from Europe for 30 days in an effort to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The S&P 500 entered a bear market, down about 8%, while the NASDAQ did as well, dropping nearly 8%. Trading in the U.S. equity markets was halted briefly just minutes after the opening bell when the S&P fell by 7%. The entry into bear market territory was the fastest on record for the S&P and NASDAQ as tracked by the Dow Jones Market Data Group. Stocks briefly trimmed some losses before selling resumed after the New York Federal Reserve injected $1.5 trillion of fresh liquidity into the bond market. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, so we're seeing the markets taking a hit. We're seeing people in fear, panic mode, hoarding hand sanitizers and toilet paper. We're seeing quarantines occurring. Again, where I live is under a soft quarantine. For now, I could still come and go, but we'll see how long that lasts. As of Monday, I can't receive any visitors here. And we're seeing huge businesses close down. We're seeing a lot of things unfold. And again, what worries me at this is that this could very well be this consortium group making moves to microchip or to bring in mandatory vaccines. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the best advice I could give is try not to react in fear. Try to, you know, stay as level-headed and as calm as you can. The people are already freaking out, emptying the shelves of toilet paper and other items. And it's amazing to see. I think this very well could be an actual pandemic due to a bioweapon. As we mentioned in the last talk, certain scientists in India found HIV in this particular strain of the coronavirus. I mean, imagine that. Imagine airborne HIV. Again, I only speculate when I say this, but I really get the feeling that this dark consortium is making moves and gauging the response, which so far has been absolute panic and fear and people freaking out to get like 13,000 containers of hand sanitizer. It's funny, you know, when I was in the supermarket yesterday, I saw people stocking up on water and toilet paper, but I didn't see too many grabbing canned goods. You know, it's just amazing. This year got off to quite a start, didn't it? I mean, I think we're going to see a lot unfold in the weeks and months ahead, and that it's really a good idea to pay attention. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cut it short this week. Very short one. Again, my co-host David could not join me, but I wanted to put this information out, and I want to continue to do so as new information comes to me. I want to thank you, everyone that's been sending information. Oh, one other thing. One of our listeners in South Wales, Lenny, my friend, sent me some pictures of low-flying helicopters near where he lives, and then a tweet that the police department there in South Wales put out saying, oh, don't be afraid, we're just here to keep you safe. Give us a wave. So we're seeing reactions on a global scale here, ladies and gentlemen, and we know that this consortium operates globally. So this is a global event that we see unfolding, regardless of whether it's propaganda and fake or if it's a bioweapon that's been released. One thing I don't believe personally is that it's a legitimate outbreak. I think if it is real, that it's a bioweapon that's been released. Again, speculating, but either way, again, my best advice would be to stay as calm as you possibly can. If you can get some items like canned goods and water to have some on hand in case they put you in quarantine like they've done here in New Rochelle, New York, and like they're doing in other areas. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing information with me, for listening. Thanks to the patrons that have contributed through Patreon. I really appreciate it. It helps keep this alive and helps offset the expenses of, you know, hosting fees and the Podbean fees and, you know, equipment and all that other stuff. So thank you so much for your generous contributions. I really appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all the best. Walk in peace. And until next time, this is Doug Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
How dare you?
We will find you. We will eliminate you.
I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.